presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice. Held fast in the crushing grip of a mighty storm, the Clara M., last of the clipper ships, bound round the world with Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen aboard, fights vainly on. Meanwhile, Kent, as Superman, has returned to Metropolis, 200 miles away, to investigate certain strange things which have happened aboard ship. In our last episode, we heard how the anchor cable slipped, permitting the anchor to swing down to the side of the ship. As the Clara M. rolled from side to side in the towering seas, the heavy anchor crashed against her side, splintering the hull. When Captain Hawkins was badly injured in an effort to lash the anchor down, Teak Barnaby, the one-legged first mate, went overside to see what he could do. As the ship heeled sharply over, his wooden leg slipped into the hole made by the anchor in the side of the ship, and then... But wait, listen.
His wooden leg stuck in the hole in the side of the ship, but that anchor starts swinging again.
Barnaby's finished if it does. Saints above, we're heeling over again.
Barnaby, look sharp, man. Don't get caught between the anchor and the side of the ship.
I can't get loose. Can't move.
The anchor. It's swinging away from the side of the ship again.
Aye. And when we heel over, she'll crush Barnaby against the side of the ship. Look! There she comes! The anchor's crashing down on
us! Mr. Barnaby!
That's done it. He's finished.
What do we do now?
Try to haul him on board, I guess. All right, lad! Break over that line!
What's that?
Sounds like Mr. Barnaby.
Barnaby?
Hello! Mr. Barnaby! Are you all right, sir?
Am I all right? My leg's back. Haul me aboard! Confound you! Haul me aboard!
What did he say?
His leg is smashed. Oh. All right, lads. Lay through on that line. We've got to get him back here on deck.
Heave!
Big wave coming! Hold fast!
Every man's deck goes in iron. Let me dangle over child and drown with you. By the great hornpool, I'll hang you all from the yard arms to help me hammer.
We got you up as fast as we could, Mr. Barnaby.
She'll haul me with you. Who's responsible for leaving me dangling there when that wave struck, eh? Speak up!
Sorry, sir. It couldn't be helped. I better get you below and see what we can do for your leg.
Nothing wrong with my leg that a saw can't fix.
Saw?
Eh? Get the saw off the broken part and spike a new piece onto it.
But gosh, Mr. Barnaby, there's no surgeon aboard ship.
Surgeon! What do I want with a surgeon? What I need is a ship carpenter.
You mean it's your wooden leg that got crushed?
Eh? What other leg would it be? But never mind that now. Is that blasted anchor we've got to worry about?
Mr. Barnaby, sir, I'll try my best.
You try nothing. There ain't a thing we can do. Listen to it. That anchor's alive. Any man tries to lash it down will be crushed. Hey, just like Captain Hawkins. Just like my leg here. There's only one thing to do.
What's that, Mr. Barnaby?
We've got to send a call of distress. At the rate that anchor is crashing against the side, there'll be a hole in us. Big enough to sail a barkentine through in less than 10 minutes.
Send a call of distress.
Hey, blow me down. I laughed when I heard Captain Hawkins had installed a wireless room aboard ship. Had to by law, I understand. But he'll haul me for a landlubber if I ain't glad of it now.
Mr. Barnaby!
Hey, what is
water.
It?
There's water pouring into the hold.
Hey, that anchor's starting to do her work all right. Man the pumps!
Man the pumps! Call
up the spit. Hey, get to the wireless room and tell the operator to start sending it.
Aye, aye, sir.
It'll do no good, I fear. No ship can reach us in time.
Gosh, Mr. Barnaby, do you think we're gonna...
Hold fast.
Oh, gosh, look at that wave coming.
Up helm! Up helm! Just swamp us if you're not careful. Up helm and hold fast.
As a thunderous wave crashes down on the battered decks of the Clara M, Superman, returning from Metropolis, flies low over the turbulent sea. Listen.
I should reach the Clara M in another 10 minutes. The storm seems to be pretty bad, but I don't believe there's anything to worry about. Clara M's a good, staunch vessel. Take more than a storm like this to do her any damage. However, I'll feel a lot better when I... Wait. What's that? Morse code. Keen as my ears are, I can barely hear it. Just try to catch the message. Wait. That's a ship in distress. Listen. 80 degrees north. 140 degrees south. C L A R A M. The Clara M. She's in distress. I am needed. Faster! Faster!
Bonnaby.
Hey?
Sending a distress signal, sir. No responses yet.
Well, I doubt it'll do any good anyway. That anchor's pounding us to splinters. Better man the boat to make ready to lower away.
Aye, aye, sir.
Gosh, Mr. Barnaby, if things are that bad, I'd better try to find Mr. Kent.
Mr. Kent can take care of himself, and you can't. You stay in place of that main bridge till I say so. We can only get that anchor on deck, but we can't.
Look, up there, coming through that cloud.
What?
See? Red cloak screaming in the wind? It's Superman, Mr. Barnaby. It's Superman.
What? I don't see...
Over there. Look, he's diving toward the ship. He's diving toward us.
Lad's gone daft out of his mind.
It's Superman, I tell you, Superman.
Now hold fast. There's another wave coming.
Well, there's nothing to worry about now. Superman's here. He'll save us.
Confound you. I told you to keep your mouth shut. Ship water again.
I'll be all right with Superman.
You're out of your mind, lad. You're... Well, I'll be.
Mr. Barnaby. There, on the deck.
Hey. I see it. It's the anchor. The anchor's laying on the deck.
Sure it is. And Superman did it.
Superman, nothing. It was that wave that carried it on deck. That last wave that struck
it. It wasn't the wave. It was Superman, I tell
you. Superman, no, the wave, lad. The anchor's on deck. And that's all that matters. You men there. Lash that anchor down. Lively now. Step to it.
We're out of danger now, Mr. Barnaby. Yeah. With Superman nearby.
We're well nigh out of danger now. Without your so-called Superman. Carpenter, and the last thing, get at that hole in the outside now without fear of the anchor crashing through at him. Are you there, Chips?
Aye, Mr. Bellamy. You go below at once and stop petting that hole in the side.
Good, lads. With the anchor lashed down now, we've little to fear. The Clara M will ride out the storm with little trouble.
Mr. Kent, is that you?
Yes, Jim. Hello, Bellamy.
Well... Mr. Kent, and where have you been?
Below, helping some of the men lash down the cargo. There was some danger of it slipping.
Eh? The first I have heard of it.
I was just told about the captain. How is he?
We don't know, Mr. Kent. He was taken below about 10 minutes ago, and we've been on deck since then.
I'd better go below and have a look at him.
Oh, I'll come with you. Can you untie me here, Mr. Barnaby?
I lied. You could have untied yourself. Just pull this line. So, there you are.
Oh, gosh, you'll have to show me how to make a knot like that.
Now come along, lad. I'm not needed on deck for a time. I'll join you below. You, the helmsman, stand to that wheel.
Aye, sir.
All right, Mr. Kent. Jim, lad, let's get below.
This is Captain Hawkins' cabin, Barnaby?
Aye, Mr. Kent. Let's go in.
Glad you come, Mr. Barnaby. Captain's thinking fast, sir.
Eh? Well, let's have a look at him. Captain, can you hear me? Bad business, this.
Just a minute, Barnaby. I know a little something about these things. Pulse very low. Respiration heavy. The anchor hit him a heavy but glancing blow, you say?
Aye. He said something inside him was broken.
Let's get that shirt off him. Give me a hand here, will you? Take it easy. Careful now.
That's it. Gosh. Look at that bruise on his chest.
Yes, it looks bad.
Well, how much do you know about doctoring, Mr. Kane?
Not very much. I'll at least be able to tell if any bones are... several of his ribs have been crushed, that's certain.
What's to be done?
How far are we from the nearest port?
Well, if you're thinking of getting him to a doctor, we'll never make it. I've seen men go before, Mr. Kent, and Captain Hawkins can't last much longer.
Radio room important, sir.
Eh?
Made contact, sir, with the San Jose. South American liner bound for Caracas. She's 90 miles off Port Beam, but steering for us right now, sir.
We won't need her. Radio back and tell her to go along and away.
Wait a minute. Is there a doctor on board the San Jose?
Well, more than likely, sir. She's a passenger liner.
That won't do any good, Mr. Kent, by the time they reach us, and that'll be hours from now. The captain here will be gone. He hasn't got a chance.
He's got a chance if we'll give it to him.
What you meaning, Mr. Kent?
No time to explain, Barnaby. You, Sparks, Jim, Barnaby.
Sir?
Here, give me a hand here. We've got to get Captain Hawkins into the radio room.
Well, blow me down if I see what you're... Mr. Kent, you're not meaning...
I am, Barnaby. It's our only hope. We'll be taking a desperate chance, Barnaby, but with heaven's help, we'll pull through.
What is Clark Kent planning to do? What is the desperate chance he plans to take? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our story with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.